and cook it till it's done. Then you can put it in something and wet it down and cut it out in slices, all you done both.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now what kind of liver do you use for that?
Whole liver.
Uh-huh. Okay. I might try that.
That sure is fine. I've been making it here for like people live before.
Uh-huh.
The last fall, I'm telling them, I'm getting too old with food with it. It's full now, stand out though, you know, and cook the liver up.
Yeah. Well, have you ever made anything out of cornmeal that, oh, it's shaped sort of like a little ball and you drop it in deep fat?
No, you're talking about making a hot posh puppies.
Yeah. Have you ever made any of those?
Yeah, I made some. I ain't made none since my father been dead.
Well, now how did you make those?
Yeah, I just made up my cornbread just like you know. Uh-huh. I'm going to put it in a pan, have me some hot grease and drop it in there.
Well, did you put any onion in it or did you just ordinary cornbread?
I cook them hush puppies every time I give them fresh.
They are good. Have you ever made any little balls out of cornmeal that are cooked with, maybe boiled with a ham hock?
Oh, well, then my stepmother's good on that. Oh, my God. I said, I've ever got grown on them things and never eat in my house.
Well, what did you call those?
A dumpling, cornbread dumpling.
Uh-huh. You didn't think much of
them? No, Lordy, no.
Okay.
Cornbread, sweet bread, and dumplings don't hit me. Ain't never been in my house since I've been housekeeping. And my husband, Bill, and we've been married the sixth day of this month, 60 years.
Good gracious. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour?
Both bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry that has a hole in the middle of it and it's made with baking powder?
You're talking about the... Now let me call the name of them. Donuts?
Yeah. Have you ever made any of those? Buy them at the bakery?
Yeah. None of them been in my house since my girl been dead.
Well, now, would you make a distinction between a donut that's made at home and one that's bought?
They're better than made at home.
Uh-huh. But they'd be made with the same ingredients?
Mm-hmm. They're better.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet?
You talking about tea cakes?
No, I'm talking about something you eat with syrup.
Oh, pat.
Batter cakes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, what are tea cakes?
Tea cakes, they make just like you're going to bake a cake on, you make it up in a tray.
Yeah.
And get it stiff and roll it like you would biscuit and roll the dough out. Get your biscuit cut them.
And then you put them on a cookie sheet?
Uh-huh.
And cook them? Golly, that sounds good. Do you put anything on the top of them?
Yeah, you can.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll sprinkle coconut on there, sometimes nuts.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes a stick of raisin or something.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
You tell them middly?
Mm-hmm. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
It's folks used to call it sow meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing if it's in a peach?
You see, peach seed.
Now, there are two kinds of peaches. One, the meat comes off.
That's a clear seed.
Okay, and how about the other?
The plum seed.
All right.
All right, go talking about farming on that.
You really know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Huh?
What are some beans?
Them string beans.
Okay. What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
It's called shell beans.
Okay, and what are some different kinds of shell beans?
Well, there's several kinds. You take them little white beans, soup beans.